Matty, another really good outing for the offense. And I asked Smitty. Smitty talked about how you guys threw the ball. I think you're in 25 plays, threw the ball 21 times. Now, I know you're running the show a little bit. Was that kind of the design? He said that was something you guys going to work on.
Yeah, I think when you come into the preseason games, you know, there's an objective of some things that you want to work on. And tonight we had pass protections against some different fronts than we see day-to-day against our defense, and then, you know, different from what we saw last week against Baltimore. So it was good work for us in terms of pass protection. And I thought our guys on the outside did a good job too. But, you know, we've kind of done that in the past. I remember last year, our third preseason game, I think we threw it like 40 times in the first half. So that's just part of the preseason deal.
Between you four, there were 41 completions, which would have been, I think, a club record. I think you were like 41 of 57, pretty good percentage. When you look at some of the competitions that are going on, it's got to be fun to see all the weapons. I mean, the guys you play with, the HDs and obviously Julio and Roddy, but then you look at guys like an Antone Smith who can add to your mixes his ability to create.
Absolutely. You know, Antone's a guy who's been around here. You know, I saw it firsthand. I played against him when he was at Florida State. And he torched our defense a number of times when I was in college. But, you know, he's a guy that's been around here for a couple of years, has worked really, really hard, and is competing and doing a great job for us. But, you know, it's fun to watch that. That's what the preseason's all about. It's guys competing to earn a spot on this football team and hopefully be able to help contribute this year.
In your mind, the accomplishments of week one to week two, satisfied with what you saw?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think we improved a little bit. Still have a number of things that we can get better at. You know, one thing is we didn't turn the football over with the first unit. And I think that's, you know, in this league, it's all about, you know, being smart and scoring points when you have it and not giving it to them. So it's, you know, that was a good improvement for us.
I know you want to take care of business in the red zone. You guys have come up short a couple times in the red zone. You just missed Tony. Looked like you guys were on the same page. You just didn't get his head around.
Yeah, no, I think that was on me. I think Tony ran a good route. You know, I just didn't give him a very good ball. And we had an opportunity on the play before, too, where they made a good defensive play. And that's the thing. You know, in this league, you got to capitalize on those opportunities. And that's an area we'll have to get better at, and I'm sure we'll try and address that this week.
All right, last thing for you. How much does next week change? I know there's a lot of emphasis talk about the third preseason game. What's it change in your mindset?
You know, it changes the routine of our practices and how we prepare going into these games. It's kind of a mock trial for the regular season. So it'll be good to get into that routine, put a small game plan together for Miami, and try and execute that. So it's a good warm-up test for us for the regular season.
I don't know what's wrong with you. You missed three throws. I think you were 18 of 21, so come on.
Yeah, it should have been about 20. There were another easy two completions there. So.
All right, buddy. Thanks for your time.
All right, thanks, Arch.